Okay, here we go. Today's daf is brachas on daf yud, and today we have the amazing story of Chizkiyahu and Yishayo Hanavi, where Chizkiyahu is on his deathbed. He doesn't know why. Yishayo comes to visit him and says, "Well, you didn't want to have children, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking you to task." And Yishayo says, "But I see in Ruach HaKodesh that my child is going to be terrible. He's going to be a big Rasha." And Yishayo says, "You know, you do what you have to do, and don't worry about what's in God's world." So you have the whole discussion here, and Chizkiyahu says, "Okay, maybe if I marry your daughter, so then maybe things will work out." And Yishayo says, "No, it's too late." And Chizkiyahu says, "No, it's never too late. I have a Masorah from my father, from my grandfather." Rashi says, "David HaMelech." That even if the sword is on your neck, don't stop davening. So Chizkiyahu davens. And what does he daven? He davens, the Gemara says, on the top of Yudam Abayz, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths of his heart. And the one of the Lashonos that is said, but it's based on a Pasuk in Yishayo, is that Zacharna is asher zalakti lefanecha be'emes, Hashem, I went in front of you, I followed your paths in truthfulness, ubelev shalem v'atov be'necha asisi. I did what was good in your heart, ubetov, what was good in your eyes, v'atov be'necha asisi. So what does that mean? That Chizkiyahu says, please, please heal me because I did what was good in your eyes. So the Gemara quotes two opinions. Number one, either context, that's why this story is here, Shesamach Gulu L'Tvila, because he said Gal Yisrael next to the Amida. And maybe that means, like Tosa said earlier, at Fasikin. He davened Shesamach Gulu L'Tvila at Fasikin. So that's something amazing. So please, Hashem, help me out. And number two, Rabbi Levi says, and this is our topic of today, Sheganaz Sefer Refuos. He hid away the book of medicines. Because he hid away the book of medicines, that is why he says, that's a great thing, and therefore Hashem, you have to heal me. So what does that mean? Interesting. There's obviously something to do with healing and putting away the book of medicines. Right? One might have thought, like, what do you mean? If you should look at the book of medicines in order to try to get healed. What does it mean that he put away the book of medicines? So first of all, this list and book of medicine, where did it come from? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim, where exactly it came from. Rabbeinu Bachai writes that this is a book of medicines that God gave Moshe himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayishlach, where it talks about what happened in Mara, so Hashem's, the Pasuk says there, Sham Sam Lo Choku Mishpat, Hashem gave Moshe laws and Mishpat. So one of the days that Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, and it says in the footnote, Lo Yadu Ali, doesn't know who he's quoting here. Sham Sam Lam Choku Mishpat Shel Limdu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chachmas HaTzmachim. Hashem taught him botany, taught him everything about plants and growths. The Kochos Shebehem B'Skulasam U'B'Tivam, and the powers of each plant and herb. Lefi Sheyesh Behem Asavim Mechayim U'Memisim. There are some poisonous plants. There are some very healthful plants. V'yesh mehem merapim, v'yesh mehem achlim. Some make you sick, some make you healed. V'yesh mamtikin esamar, v'yesh shemar mesamato. Some sweeten the bitter, some bitter the sweet. V'kol zeh bein b'teva, bein b'skula. Some of this work naturally, some of it works supernaturally. By the way, this is the information that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu. And then what does the rest of that pasuk say? If Hashem, if you listen to me, if Bnei Yisrael listen to me, then you won't need Kol Machla Shazam Mitzrayim, all illness that I put on the Egyptians, I won't put on you. Why? Because Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem, your doctor. Klomar, Avavi Shekochos, this is Rabbeinu Bachai talking. Avavi Shekochos, Atzmachim Yiduam Lefanecha B'Skulasa Mativam, even though you know all of these powers of all of these plants that I'm teaching you, V'yata Yachol Lisrape Meham, and you can just get healed through the whole world. And Roy Lachasha Titzla Bit, you know what? Let's wait a second before we do the rest of Rabbeinu Bachai. Either way, we know Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of it. If you look at other Mefarshim, the Radak in Sefer Malachim says that maybe Shlomo HaMelech wrote it. He was the wisest of all men, so maybe he wrote it. But the question is, why was it hidden away? And this is one, as we know, the Gemara says that there were three things that Chizkiyahu did that Chazal were very happy with, and three things that Chazal were very upset at. So one of the things that they were very happy with is that he put away this book of medicines, Sefer Refuos. So why were they so happy about that? So Rashi says in short right here, and in Psachim, top line, Shagana Sefer Refuos, Kidei Sheyavakshu Rachamim. He hid away the book of medicines to make people daven, to make people daven better. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Bachai expands on this idea in Rashi, because it seems that people stopped davening to Hashem when people were sick. They just like took their medicine and did what they needed to do and said, oh, somebody's sick, take this. And somebody has this problem, take that. And they didn't think about God at all. So Chizkiyahu says, you know what? I'm putting away this book of medicines, that people start davening. People start thinking about God. And that's what Rabbeinu Bachai says, Ein roi lecha shetitzle bitchoncha bahem uberfuasam vitisya'esh mila hispalel ubakashas arachamim. And you'll have yeah, and you'll forget about davening. Ein lecha lazuz mi mitzvas haTorah ki ani Hashem rofecha v'lo atzmachim. I'm the healer, Hashem says, not the herbs, not the plants. I'm giving you this information, but I'm the ultimate healer. Umitam zeh, and that's what he says. Ganas chizkiyo sefer refuos v'hodulo. Because I were happy about it. Shema sefer azeh, because with this book hayu habrios misrapim mitachaluehem. Because through this book, people got healed from their illnesses. And they didn't learn Torah, they didn't learn mitzvahs. They kind of put God out of the equation. Because it seems that illness is a message, what's the assumption of this whole approach? Illness is a message from God. And when one is sick, you're supposed to turn to God, not turn to medicines. And therefore, that is what Rashi, or Rabbeinu Bachai, and other Mefarshim say. Before we talk about this issue, just putting the story in the context of the Gemara. And then we'll get back to, Be'ez Hashem, the issue itself. So why did Chizkiyahu Dafka use this as a, well, so I deserve to be healed? The two opinions in the Gemara. He was so mekulu l'tvila. He said Gal Yisrael right next to Shmon Esri, as the Gemara earlier said. And again, the Tosfos said it wasn't just that he was so mekulu l'tvila, but they doing that at Vasikin. That's what Tosfos said back on Vav Amibes. That is what the uniqueness and the special quality is of this idea, right? So the Gemara says that where is it? Right, earlier, on Tesma base, right? Why was he so happy and he wasn't damaged the whole day? Because he was so Megula Tefila. It means he did that of a Sikin, right? Not just that he did it. So what are these two dais that he was davening? So there's a beautiful slach right here in our Gemara. The Noda Behuda says, Chizkiyahu knew that there was something called Mida Kenegan Mida. That he wanted to be healed, but he wanted to somehow, you know, show God and daven in a way that would show Hashem that he deserves to be healed. So there is another Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra on Daf Tes Zayin Amabes. The Gemara says that Avram Avinu had a very unique necklace. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Margolius Tova Haisa Betzavaro Shel Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a beautiful pearl on his neck. And whoever looked at it got healed. It was a magical necklace, stone on Avram Avinu's necklace. Ukishemes Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu died, what did Hashem do? He took the pearl on the necklace and made it into the sun. That's what the Gemara says. Tala Kadosh Baruch Hu begalgal chama. And then he quotes a lashon. So, says the Tzlach, Chizkiyahu HaMelech is davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's saying, why do people out there look forward to the sun? Because they want to get healed. You know what I do when I think about the sun? I think about davening. So look, I'm just much better than them. So they're trying to get healed. That's what they think about the sun, and they want to get healed through the sun. But, you know, I focus on God when I think about the new day coming. And I daven, so Magili, I deserve to be healed. So one fascinating suggestion. And the other one is also, that's more pasha. Gana sefer refuos. He hid away the book so that people focused on God. I'm focusing on you. I'm turning to you directly. So please, I deserve to be healed. So that's the Noda Behuda's comment here. The Tzlach, with Afka, why these two opinions are what Chizkiyahu is asking about Mida Keneged Mida. The Maharal also, similar, but a different pshat, the same idea. The Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Lamed, he also talks about these two opinions, but he has a different pshat about how they're Mida Keneged Mida. He says, the Gemara said earlier that if I'm Somek Gula Latila at the time of Asikin, then I'm protected from all the elements every day. Says the Maharal, there are two reasons why people get sick. Either external forces or internal forces. Either external, a person catches something from the outside and he gets a cold, whatever it is, some external bug, external germ, or from within. There's something from within that the balance of a person's everything inside, you know, gets off kilter. So that's what these two days are saying. Either I'm somikul tefila, so I deserve to be protected from all damages from the outside. That's number one. Or number two, I was going to say for refuos, which is all about the internal, you know, how you balance out everything inside, apiteva. So, I hid it away, so I deserve to be protected in that way. So the Tzlach here and the Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal and Perek Lamed, talk about these two deis. Okay, by the way, now getting back to the issue. How can Rashi say this? How can Rabbeinu Bachai say this? Right, I can't believe he hid away the medicine, so you can't go to doctors. You just got to daven. Is that what they hold? Rashi Rabbeinu Bachai is saying you can't go to doctors. Right, you can't. It's also to take medicine. Just stop. So why did Hashem give the book in the first place? Why did Hashem give Moshe this medicine or Shlomo Melech write this in the first place? If it was not meant to be followed. The same kind of question is asked on a very famous Ramban. The Ramban in Bechukosai seems to say that it should go to doctors. Well, the Ramban was a doctor, and the Rama was a doctor, and the Sfarna was a doctor, and half the Rishonim were doctors. But the Ramban, a Bar Doro, right, a little maybe the Rebbe and a colleague of Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Bechukosai, Vaklal ki bihiyos Yisrael shleimin vehem rabim. We'll get back to that lashon. Lo yisnahegi inyanam b'teva klal. Lo begufam v'lo ba'artzam v'lo bechlalam. Right, the Jews are not guided by teva. This is the Ramban Lashitaso, what he writes in Parshas Bo. There's never any teva when it comes to the Jewish people. It's all miracles. Ki yivarech Hashem lachmam umeimam v'yasir machlami kirbam. Hashem will remove any illness or problem from amongst them. Ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofe, until they don't need a doctor. Ulehish tamer b'derech midarkei refuas klal. So they don't have to be worried, right? They don't have to be go. Hashem is our doctor. And the pasuk says, don't go to the doctors, right? Go to the rabbis. Go to the Nevi'im, don't go to the doctors. The Ramban acknowledges, doesn't it say in Baba Kama, Verapo Yerape, the pasuk says in Mishpatim, and Verapo Yerape is that Mikanchen Itna Rishus Lerofe Lerapos, the doctor has a license to heal. The Ramban says, that's only if somebody goes to the doctor, then he has to heal them. But you shouldn't go to the doctors in the first place. Okay, that's the Ramban. So again, the Kasha, the Ramban, you shouldn't go to doctors. Rashi, Ibn Abachai, you shouldn't go to doctors. What exactly is going on here? So, all the Mefarshim explain, you have to look at the context. If you look at the Chazon Ish, in his little Sefer, Emunah Bitachon, deals with these two questions. Why was it great for Chizkiyo? What, you shouldn't go to doctors? What about the Ramban? Look closely. Chizkiyo, the Gemara tells us in Chizkiyo's time, it was an unbelievable time of Torah learning. Right, Midon Vad Bar Sheva, every young child knew every halacha there is to know. So, at a time period in history when Bnei Yisrael are on such a level that they're living the miraculous, that they're connected to God directly. Or how did the Ramban start? The first line that I glossed over of the Ramban. The Ramban's not saying in general. He's saying at a time period when there are prophets, when there are Nevi'im, and everything's guided by the Nevi'im, and people are getting tsaras because Hashem's talking to them. In that type of time period, where people are on such a level, where there are miracles all over the place, and there are Nevi'im, so in that type of system, so then, if Hashem makes a person sick, you could say, you know what, it's Hashem talking to me. And, you know, maybe I should, and that's all I should focus on. That's the Ramban's first lashon. B'yos Yisrael shleimim v'heim rabim. Lo yisnai yinanim b'teva klal. Lo b'gufam v'lo b'arzom v'chalam. All the Achronim understand the Ramban this way. Ravad Yosef and the Tzitz Eliezer. If you look in the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, the whole summary of all the Achronim that understand the Ramban this way. But if you look in the Chazon Ish, we don't always quote the Chazon Ish when this comes up. So the Chazon Ish in Perek Hei, Os Hei, towards the end of Emunah Bitachon, he quotes this. He says, Doro shel Chizkiyo sha'amru Sanhedrin Sadi Dalet mitbadku bidan vad Beersheva v'lo matzu ama aretz migevet v'antipris v'lo matzu tinok v'tidok az ishvi yishol ebekiyim bil chuzum v'tara. The old Tum of Atara, not just like Arachayim. Ro'i hoya la'amod b'migdal oz be'emunah u'bitachon v'shalol l'shtamis berofim. In that type of world, you don't have to go to doctors. V'kfar kasav haramban, ki asridim hamizurazim umekudashim ba'avodas Hashem, eina mishamshim berofim, aval zu madrega shel b'nei aliyah k'Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'chaveirav. Rav Shimon bar Yochai could be on this level. But says the Chazon Ish, me, says the Chazon Ish, all other times in history, during the days of the Rishonim, during the days of many others, then of course you go to doctors. But what's the message? You go to doctors, but recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofecha. Right? It doesn't mean that not to go. in the days of Chizkiyahu, like our Gemara is talking about, in the days of other Ramban says in the times of the Nevi'im, then fine. But again, the point is to go, and that's the pashas. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Varapa Yerapi, the doctor has a license to heal. And remember that Tosas there also? Tosas in Baba Kama says, what do you need a pasuk for? What do you need a pasuk to teach me that you go to a doctor? Of course you go to a doctor! So Tosfos says, you might have thought you could only go to a doctor by a humanly inflicted wound. Somebody punches me, I have to go to a doctor. But if God makes me sick, so Tosfos says, isn't it like being so sick as Eras Melech? God made me sick, who am I to go against and undermine what God is trying to do and get better? Kamash Balan says Tosfos, but that's the pasuk. The pasuk says, Verapa Yerape, that you do get better even in that case. But again, the key is, whenever we try to get better and we use medicine, so then we have to always think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu also. That's the problem. In the days of Chizkiyahu, Rashi has gone to Sefer Fruz, Kadesh Yivakshu Rachamim, because in that time period, that's what they should have done. Kadesh Yivakshu Rachamim. But obviously, it's not normative behavior. And that relates to a number of other sources as well. Right? The Gemara says, the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, that my father likes to quote, and my father has an article, well, it quotes a lot of Mefarshim. Right? The famous three lines that every doctor knows, Tosh of Arofim Ligehenim. Right, the greatest of doctors go to Gehenna. Mishnah da pei beis in Kiddushin. So what does that mean? The best of doctors? Isn't there a saying that every Jewish mother wants their son to be a doctor? Tov shevarofim legehenim. Tov shevarofim legehenim. So how do you understand that? Many mefarshim, many pshatim given. But one of them is that Tov is gematria 17. 17. So if the doctor says Shmona Esrei, the Amida, and only has kavana by 17 brachas, because by Rafa'inu he says, you know, I got that one covered, God. That one I don't need you so much. That one's for me. Toshe barofim legehenim. With that type of attitude, you know, that kind of doctor. The doctor has to realize he's a messenger of God. Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's tov, if he's 17, right, he doesn't focus on that other bracha. Toshe barofim legehenim, number one. Number two, the other, this is really a halacha. Whenever we take medicine, if we remember, we're supposed to think about God and even say something. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara in Brachas, later on we'll get to, the end of Simin Reish Lamed in Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch says, right before you go and bloodlet, which in our day and age means take medicine, because in those days, bloodletting was going to the doctor and doing something healthy, Hanichnas Lahakiz Dam, the Shulchan Aruch says, you say a special little short prayer, short tefillah. Omer, Yirazim Ofadach HaShem Alokai, She'ezek Le'ilu Rafua Ki Rofi Chinamata. Right, this is a refrigerator, Shulchan Aruch. Should be on the fridge. Right, Yirazim Ofadach HaShem Alokai, She'ezek Le'ilu Rafua. This, what I'm about to do, should be Le'Rafua HaShem. Ki Rofi Chinamata, because you are the ultimate doctor. So before, that's based on this, because going to doctors is a little risky. But again, only in the days of old. Nowadays, we have an obligation to go to a doctor. And Pikuach Nefesh, you're on to the hospital. The Chulu. But again, that Mishnah of Tosh Rav Lagehenim and this Shulchan Aruch reflects that idea. Two other Ha'aris are related to this idea before we get to one final pshat. And that is, I saw in the name of Ramosha Soloveitchik, this whole idea, if you think about it, they weren't turning to God, so Chizkiyahu hid it away. This is a raya and fits in to the idea in the topic of tefillah. We'll talk about the Hashem later on in the Masechta. At some point. And that is, we know there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban about davening every day. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah every day to daven, mitzvah d'araisa to daven every day, avodah shebelev. While the Ramban says no, the Ramban says not a mitzvah to daven every day, except at a time of national danger, calamity, eis tzara. At a time of eis tzara, then you have to turn to Hashem. Everybody agrees to that. So I saw B'Shem Moshe Soloveitchik, that's this Gemara. That was the problem. It was a time of eis tzara. Whenever they got sick, they didn't turn to God. They turn to the medicine book. So that fits in. That was an eighth sarah. So even before davening was written, right, at the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, this was an eighth sarah that the issue was that they didn't turn to Hashem. Right, and this applies to every human being. Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva, which we mentioned in other contexts. Moshe says, do non-Jews have to daven? Do non-Jews have a mitzvah to daven? It's not one of the Shema mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So do they have to daven? So Moshe says, not daily, but if there's an eis sarah, yes. If there's a time of, if there's somebody sick in the house, they need parnasa, even non-Jews have to turn to God. Why? Because not turning to God there reflects that they don't think that this comes from Hashem. And that's a lack of avodah zarah, emunah, which non-Jews also have to do. Avon nir l'ni yazdaiti, says Rav Moshe, to beiz chaf hei, in Arachayim. Nir l'ni yazdaiti, to rak l'kfo achiv l'spalel, av k'shein lo tzarech miyucha, l'vak yesh yiz adavar. Avon k'shem ispalel rak sheish lo tzarech, kon sheish lo chole, o sheish lo parnasa, hu k'chiv mamish. That's like chiyuv, because that's part of emunah, says Rav Moshe. So again, that's Eisara, number one. Number two, the Maharsha in Gittin on Daf Samaches deals with our Gemara and says, we know there are two places in Shas where the Gemara goes to in-depth medicines. Like two dafim, Talmudic medicines, Gittin and Avodah Zarah. And ask the Maharsha, but if it's a good thing to hide away the medicine book, like Chizkiyo did, so why does the Gemara kind of do the opposite? The Gemara has 2.5 dafim about medicines. Again, we don't use these medicines anymore. That's a separate topic. We don't use the medicines because we don't know exactly what they are. We don't know how to use them. We don't know the measurements. But ask the Maharsha on Daf Samaches in Gittin. So why the Gemara write all these medicines if it's also to go to doctors and also to be goni sefer refuos? So says the Maharsha, it's not also to go to doctors. It's very important. Why did Hashem give this information to Moshe? It's obviously very important information. It's just that it has to be used properly. So says the Maharsha, fascinating. When Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote down the Mishnah because he saw things were going to be forgotten, so the Baalei HaGemara also felt that this Sefer Refuos would have been forgotten. It would have been not dangerous to have all this information not available. So just like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi felt that Torah Sheval Peh had to be written down, so too the Baalei HaGemara felt that the medicines had to be written down. That's the Maharsha. And also, by the way, it shows that Chazal knew every type of wisdom. That also, again, we might not fully understand it, but they knew every type of wisdom, and that's why also this is in the Gemara. Mitoch zeh tira she'ein ha-talmud chaser mikol ha-chachmos, says the Maharsha. Ki l'chol choli timsa bo refuah shleima, v'yamitis l'mevinim, l'shonam, v'yal yomer ha-malag al-chachmi ha-talmud she'yo chaser mi-chachmos ha-refuah. Don't think they were chaser. That reminds me of the story of the Vilna Gaon. Remember the story of the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rav Yisrael Mishklov, in his Hakdama to his Sefer. That's where many of the stories of the Vilna Gaon that we know. He was a Talmud. So one of the stories is that he says the Gra was a baki, was an expert in every chachma. He knew, besides Gemara, he knew music, he knew botany, he knew every wisdom. And he wanted to become a bakmi in chachmas hanituach, which probably means medicines and anatomy. But his father didn't let him, you know, study that and go to medical school. Why? Because then if he knew that, he would be the best doctor in the world, and he'd have to spend his life, you know, being a doctor and not being the grub. So that's why his father didn't let him go and put himself into that position. Interesting story. But either way, that's but every chachma connects to Torah, obviously. This is all based on the Gemara here in Rashi, Rabbeinu B'chai, and Moshe Rishonim. Just to finish, the Rambam has a totally different shot of the Gemara. What is the Sefer HaRefuos? It wasn't hidden away so that we won't follow it and turn to Hashem. The Rambam says, Chas v'shalom. If there's a book of medicines, you hide it away? That's terrible. Right, the Rambam, Kedarka Bakodesh. The Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos in Psachim, where this also comes up, no, the problem was this was a book of medicines that were not accepted, rational medicines that everybody recognized. It was medicines based on voodoo, and based on talisman, and based on kishuf. That's what was the problem. It wasn't bona fide medicines. It was medicines that were inappropriate to use. That's why, says the Rambam, he hid it away. If it was a regular book of medicines, the Rambam says, of course you wouldn't use it away. That wouldn't be a good thing. But he says, umilvat afsus davar zeh, he quotes he doesn't quote Rashi. Rambam never quotes Rashi. It's not, we don't know 100% whether Rambam knew about Rashi or had Rashi. But here he quotes the opinion and he argues on it. He says, no. It was that, l'fi dimyonim ha-meshubash ha-metupash, imroi vadam apona el alechem, v'yachlu, they did all this magical voodoo, not appropriate medicines. That was the problem. That was the problem, and that's why they put it away. And there maybe of these medicines hurt a person and were worse, made it worse. So that's why Chizkiyo put it away, and that's what and that's how he helped. Okay, I'll have to stop here. This was Brachas Dav Yud, the issue of Ganaz Sefer Refuos.